This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Dr. Stephen Greer, famous medical doctor, best-selling author, has the number one film out right now. Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. Take over, my friend. What are we facing? What's happening? And I want to get into the end game coming up, but please continue.
Well, the whole problem is that, you know, Wernher von Braun back in the 70s on his deathbed told a member of my team that there was a long-term agenda to hoax a threat from outer space so that sort of the uber global elite, who are really fascists, wanted to take over the planet and unite humanity, not in love and peace or spiritual development or anything nice, but around a fearsome sort of police state conditions, and that they would go through a number of protocols to do that. First, there would be, the Cold War, which they would wind down, replace it with global terrorism, and then global financial chaos, and then the big one, which is the one that they're working on most, that's been very covert in these unacknowledged special access projects, is this hoaxed alien threat. Now, I want to clarify, the word alien is a very poor choice of words, frankly. There's a number of things going on that are dumped into that category. There are extraterrestrial biological life forms that have bodies, spacecraft from other star systems. There are things from other dimensions that are not ET, but that present as alien. And then there's all the hoax stuff that your clip earlier was showing. And, you know, we have a man who's Air Force Intelligence, also Special Investigations, who is on our show, and it's in this new film, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, where he absolutely states, without a question, that covert programs have hoaxed alien encounters, made to look like abductions and what have you, for their psychological warfare value, but also, which is interesting, to cover up other events that people have witnessed. For example, one of these was a group of people who saw a classified anti-gravity man-made, a human object that's like a small disc lift off from a facility, an Air Force facility in Washington State. They should not have seen that. They sent out a team of people who abducted these poor innocent people and basically tortured them and gave them the whole full-on alien abduction experience. Now, this sounds like something like a bad example out of the X-Files.
Sure, they're creating a backstory to cover up what's really going on to make it fantastical. But we know that, like, they've used holograms and things to, like, create fake, you know, UFOs so they cover up what's really going on.
Yeah, and that's about 80% of what people see. Now, you know, the Pentagon a couple weeks ago re-released the footage of the gun camera footage chasing a UFO off the coast of California. Well, we knew that was going to be released, and it was 2.5 years ago initially, by a team of disinformation masters out of the Pentagon and CIA, and I know who they are. I've known them for 30 years. And the narrative that they attached to that footage, which is the key point here, is that it's a national security threat. They're invading our airspace, et cetera, and so on. Well, there's a very high likelihood that that particular footage was one of our Lockheed Martin Skunk Works highly classified aircraft that they put up, and those brave guys chasing it in this Navy jet fighter. My dad was World War II Navy. Had no idea it could have been one of ours. There it is. You're showing it now. So that footage, of course, went wide. It was on CNN. But you notice that there was a narrative attached to it. And this is the key part, where it was presented multiple times as a national security threat. I think people better realize that if you think 9/11 was bad or the coronavirus situation is bad, what they're planning to do with this is an order of magnitude worse.
You've been saying it for 20 plus years that Project Bluebeam is the ultimate hoax, and now we're seeing it. They're even talking about viruses from Mars about to kill us. We'll cover it when we come back in 60 seconds with Dr. Stephen Greer.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around goes around. You reap what you sow, and I live that at a fundamentally the cellular level understanding. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my
own. Dr. Stephen Greer, medical doctor, expert on off-world activities, brought up the fact they keep presidents in bubbles using crises. I remember 3 years ago, getting death threats and other incredible things that happened. Offers of massive amounts of money, you name it. And they just said, listen, stop talking to Trump and stop telling him about the deep state. And I was like, okay, I'm a talk show host. I had Trump on some. I'm not that important. It's not that I was that important. Everyone else in the corporate and military world knew you don't talk to the president. You let the establishment do that. And so we can put the headlines up, Washington Post, Media Matters, all of it. General Kelly's main job was keeping Alex Jones away from President Trump. Because I'd say, sir, Fiona Hill, she's a Bilderberg group. She works for Soros. It's in 60 Minutes last month that I did that. They're like, he called up the president and said Fiona Hill was a globalist. Hell, she runs the website globalist.com. But the point is, it's not that I'm powerful. It's that the emperor's new clothes. No one will call it out because they come after you if you do. So Stephen Greer was bringing that up. DrStephenGreer.com, medical doctor who worked in black projects. Please continue, sir, with what you're saying. If you think COVID's a big hoax, if you think all this is a big hoax, wait till the big hoax, Project Bluebeam. Maybe you should tell folks about what's admitted about secret government projects to hoax an alien invasion.
Well, it involves a whole array of very sophisticated technologies where they could make people think that we're under some kind of attack that is actually being orchestrated by people trying to seize power, not just in the United States, but around the world. Remember, the name of the game is global power and control. And a lot of things that have happened over the last 20 years since 9/11 have been a sort of beta testing of how the public would react. And also, importantly, since your show is called InfoWars, how the media will. Now, you know, one of the people that we have on our new film, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, is a man who worked with the New York Times on the Pentagon Papers who saw this Project Mockingbird document that listed 42 people who were major editors in the big mainstream media that were on the payroll of the CIA. Number one, that's illegal for the CIA to do that by law, and it's mandate to do anything domestic. But number two, it means that what people think they are getting in the media as sort of the pure truth is never the case. It's actually the scripted line, the party line, that these folks want you to hear.
And that's become more clear now than ever.
Yes, absolutely. It's completely clear. And anyone who says otherwise is, frankly, banned. So, you know, you mentioned, you know, being offered a lot of money years ago. People can't believe this, but in 1992, the head of Army Intelligence personally offered me $2 billion if I would shut up and not do what I was doing. because they knew that we could make a lot of trouble. My uncle helped design the lunar module, put the first man on the moon, the Northrop Grumman. So, you know, we knew about a lot of projects, and I had a lot of contacts with folks who had firsthand knowledge, who were, you know, these weren't the UFO crazies. These were generals and aerospace engineers with Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, CIA folks. And, you know, they were coming to me saying, look, you know, we have a huge problem here. And so they offered me $2 billion. And then he went behind my back to my wife, tried to convince her. And I finally said, look, I'm not for sale. And then here they come. Every kind of defamation of my character. They literally put out that I wasn't a doctor. I had to send out to the public my license and literally my medical degree, because people, henchmen for the deep state, as you call it, were going out there defaming me like that. So, you know, if your listeners think that this stuff doesn't happen to people who blow the whistle on this level of criminal.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed. I was only offered $10 million. But I get it. Well, they give engineers and people the chance to run projects is the point.
Yes. You know, one of the members of this this committee that deals with is called the Majority Intelligence Committee, or MAGIC, that deals with this subject, M-A-J-I-C, told me in 1993, right before I briefed the CIA director, he said, look, we have given over 10,000 people at least $10 million and more in black budget money to secure their cooperation with
the CIA. You're talking about individually, yeah?
Yes.
It's massive. People have no idea.
Right. And so that's when you look at what their capability. Now, here's the other problem. Whatever you think these classified projects have in terms of technologies, you're probably thinking 20 generations ago. So the technologies that exist are fearsome in terms of
hosting. Is that what creates the arrogance in Silicon Valley? Let's cut right to the chase. You can do whatever you want, Dr. Greer. Obviously, this is an anti-human agenda. They admit it's a post-human agenda now. They're externalizing the method. Silicon Valley obviously didn't just come up with this on their own. It's a very anti-human agenda. Who's behind it? Who are they? What is this?
Well, there's a committee of folks, and everyone thinks it's the word globalist, you know, can be used in a lot of ways. What it really is transnational. So let me define that for people. Everyone thinks of international. So you have the U.S. border, and you have Canada, and Great Britain, and Russia, and China. That actually is the Truman Show. That's what they want people to think is operational. What's actually operational is a transnational elite that run these projects that they don't really give, frankly, a rat's ass, excuse my language, about whether it's American, Chinese, or anything else. They're only interested in the power and the concentration of enormous amounts of power, and with that, wealth. So, for example, we're still using fossil fuels and centralized electric grids when the technologies to replace that have been around for about 100 years. Now, I'm going to give you a date that's going to curl your hair, and that is October 1954. That's the date a man on my team who is the top scientist at the Naval Research Labs, the largest Department of Defense lab, his name is Rick Bosch. He's passed away from prostate cancer, so I can mention his name. He was in the vault and saw a document that literally dated October 1954 when we mastered gravity control, what the public would call anti-gravity. So we have not needed a rocket or a jet aircraft since October 1954.
I mean, my dad was just top of his class in Plan 2 in high school, already in college, and this was low-level stuff. He said they had CD-ROMs, computers. When I was like a kid, he said, oh, they'll have these computers, and it'll call the Internet. And he wasn't even near anything that was establishment. He was on the edge of it. They already had computers in the 60s. I mean, exactly. It's like he said, the future is not evenly distributed.
That's right. And one of the problems is that we have a whole multiple generations that have lived up in a society where we have been miseducated, diseducated.
Yeah, so literally, we're like the cavemen that they just give things when they want. Right. They just give us little things with Trojan horses.
Well, and even the media, you know, Bob Schwartz, you may have heard that name. He was on the board of Time Life, it became AOL Time Warner. I was with him in New York in the 90s, and he says, you know, older gentleman, he says, look, Dr. Greer, we, the media, have become basically scribes taking dictation at the right hand of the king, referring to these covert programs and large transnational corporations. And he says, you really can't report the truth on much of this. And he talked about how he was good friends with Mike Wallace at 60 Minutes and had given him a document that listed some of the people involved in the UFO cover-up and these top-secret programs that are unacknowledged special access projects, the super deep black ones that people refer to, and that's the proper name, is a USAP. And he said, basically, 60 Minutes executives told Mike Wallace, their star alleged investigative reporter, you can't do this story. Now, this was from the mouth of Mike Wallace's friend, Bob Schwartz, to my ears, and that man was on the board of Time Life. At the
now, I believe you. I remember growing up as a kid hearing about DMT and all the stuff they were doing, and now it's all over the news with Joe Rogan. We'll be right back with Dr. Stephen Greer. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Tell folks sitting in right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Articles that are on InfoWars.com right now. Leaked study from inside German government warns lockdown could kill more people than coronavirus. Fauci claims number of U.S. coronavirus tests actually higher than official toll. So that's doubling down as it comes out. They're adding all the people that die of other stuff to the coronavirus number. He keeps boosting it because he works for the dark side. Washington State requires restaurants to collect personal info on diners for contact tracing. Just getting us ready for the control. Now, Dr. Stephen Greer is here with us. He's got a documentary that's number one across all major platforms right now. His website's drstephengreer.com. We'll get in the next segment into his Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. But as he said earlier, I just go off what I can prove. And I've not seen Papa Smurf. I've not seen a leprechaun. But I have gotten involved with high-level Hollywood and other things, and they really believe it's Skull and Bones in New Haven, Connecticut, or in some Hollywood event, that they are interfacing with interdimensional beings that are giving them advanced knowledge. And you can roll your eyes at that until you realize that Thomas Malthus and Francis Galton and all these guys that envision modern science believe they got it from gods and goddesses. They believe from outside entities. So was that a way for them to have confidence to plumb their incredible mind, or was it real? It doesn't matter because it's manifesting. So this is a short segment, long segment coming up with Dr. Greer, but you've got a lot to cover, and I want you to have the floor here, sir. But let me just ask you from, you know, you are a medical doctor. You did work in black projects. That's not denied. I get a good feeling talking to you. You know, you come off as credible. I've been listening to you 20 years, and it feels like now is the time to expose this. But we are on a planet two-thirds of the way out of the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. Obviously, we're not alone. From your deep research, who are the players versus the BS? Who gave us the advanced technology that crashed here? Was it, you know, obviously Promethean fire on purpose? I mean, what's really going on?
What's really going on is that the dominant narrative on the subject has to do with what you refer to as interdimensional beings as opposed to extraterrestrial beings. And those have been conflated and confused. For example, when I was, you know, I had a great discussion with Monsignor Balducci at the Vatican back in the 90s, who was the chief theologian and demonologist for Pope John Paul. And he says, look, angels, neither angels nor demons need flying saucers. It was a very succinct way of putting this. So what has happened is that, yes, there are people who have had experiences with things from other dimensions, other spirit worlds, other conscious entities from other dimensions. There are extraterrestrial life forms that people confuse with those, because if you're going from one star system to another at multiples of the speed of light, which is the only way you can do it, you are crossing through those dimensions. So I use the term transdimensional interstellar civilizations. These are interstellar that have reached technological capabilities, but in order to go from point A to B, they're going through these other dimensions. But that's why there's an enormous amount of confusion, which the intelligence community and disinformation specialists have exploited. So people are
that's now. Right. For folks that don't know, you don't need to travel a trillion miles. It's interdimensional fold space, which again, right. The occult knows. Frank Herbert knew that. So from your deep research, where is the establishment getting the advanced technology? Is it transmitted through the ether, or is it actually physically crashing?
Well, they don't physically crash. You don't go through light years of space and then can't navigate an electrical storm in New Mexico. So everyone's heard of the famous, it's cliche, Roswell event. That actually did happen. It was an early electromagnetic weapon that we had in a radar dome that was fired and I have an FBI document from a field agent.
By the way, my grandmother, who died 2 years ago, my grandfather worked for a major oil company. They lived in Roswell. She saw the 18-wheeler with something under it there in town that next morning. She doesn't know if it was. She just knew that there was army was there. There was stuff they were taking out of there.
Yeah, not a weather balloon, my friend. And so what happened is that a technology transfer program happened.
Sure, so get back to this dome. I mean this weapon. What happened?
Well, they fired this electromagnetic weapon, which is a type of very high-tech weapon. It was in 1947. It was early, and they were experimenting with it. It caused these three ET craft to lose their guidance system. They collided. Two went down near Roswell, and one wasn't found until 1951 up in the northern New Mexico desert, far away. Now, I have multiple people on my team who've seen the documentation of this, who've worked those projects. That it potentiated research that Adolf Hitler had been doing on high-voltage systems that cause lifters or electromagnetic lift, so-called anti-gravity. And so projects that were being experimented on all the way back to the 20s, 30s, and 40s got greatly potentiated because they got a cache of interstellar technologies. But it's a bit like giving a calculator to a caveman back then. They had to do a lot of work to figure out even what these things did. They found a lot of objects.
Did that piss anybody off that we fried a bunch of these things?
Well, luckily, these civilizations are so advanced socially and spiritually that they are not violent. They're very concerned about us and the fact that we're on the verge of destroying humanity and this planet and what that portends for us going into space, frankly. But obviously, and this is a conversation I've had at the Pentagon a number of times, if these civilizations were hostile towards us, we would know it, my friend. It would be point, set, match, over, because you're talking about us doing crazy things, targeting these objects and downing them for decades. And they have technologies that are orders of magnitude beyond what we have or could even dream about.
So are these biological robots they're sending in, though?
There are two types. Some are actually what you're describing. Some are actually the native life forms. And I know a man who was at Fort Huachuca, which is Army Intelligence Headquarters, was on my team, who was in an underground facility there, where there were nine different ET craft stored and where the bodies had been autopsied. And those were native extraterrestrial life forms. So to get back to your question, that technology began to be studied very heavily. And as you know, Colonel Corso wrote the book The Day After Roswell, because he had been involved in this technology transfer project in the 50s. And,
listen, I can listen to you, I can listen to whoever. My grandmother wasn't a liar, and she said there was an 18-wheeler with Army troops guarding it with something under it. What was under it?
What was under it was a disc, a domed disc, that was seamless. Well, one of them got blown to smithereens. The another one was kind of fractured. And interestingly, it had a type of bio-nanotechnology where the skin of the craft was trying to heal itself, like when you saw a time-lapse of someone's cut healing. These technologies that are interstellar are extraordinarily sophisticated. I liken them to a bio nano machine.
We're sure lucky that when we kill them, they don't get mad. That is it.
Obviously, if they were the type of, if they were violent and oriented that way, it would have been all over but the shouting, my friend. But, obviously, these civilizations have evolved not only spiritually and socially, but technologically.
Sure, they wouldn't have this technology and not blow themselves up if they hadn't gotten past violence. We'll be right back then and talk about the big picture and alien invasion, stage alien invasion, Project Bluebeam.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food.
most folks who never will deliver their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So get your orders in right now. They can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. To get your orders in, TheBoarStore.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe do a commercial-free podcast, the air clips on the show. We're geared towards radio and TV. We're still on air despite all the censorship. So I've asked a lot of questions here, but I'll be honest. My grandmother died at like 92, 3 years ago, and she was about 80, and we went out to Sedona, Mexico, in an RV, and we'd been there about a week and a half. We came back, and we stopped in Roswell at a Denny's, and I was saying, oh, that made-up stuff about a UFO, a bunch of BS. You went, oh, really? When it happened, your grandfather, Bill, who just died, works at the petroleum building right there. It's the only big building in Roswell, you know, modern-looking building, but built in the 40s. And I worked right over here, and, you know, my uncle, who just died a few years ago, he was a little baby. My mom wasn't born then. She was born in 1950. And she described this to me, and so I was like, wow, that has some credibility, because, I mean, that's Grandma telling you. That's not Stephen Greer telling you. So, Stephen, moving past that, in the 2 seconds we have, about 20 minutes left, you've got the floor. What else do you want to impart to people about COVID-19, Project Bluebeam, the whole nine yards? Because this audience is ready to hear it.
Well, as a medical doctor, one of my big concerns is that this pandemic is being managed in a way that maximizes deaths. And what do I mean by that? Not only some of the medical advice has happened, there's some question whether even ventilators are as productive as they were initially thought, but it was greatly exaggerated in terms of its lethality. That has caused people not to come to the ER with heart attacks, strokes, pulmonary emboli, all kinds of problems. So there's this spike in deaths unrelated to COVID, which is going to exceed the number of deaths from COVID. That's number one. Number two, about 874,000 people die every year in America from poverty. We are going to triple or quadruple the poverty rate. Those deaths alone are going to outstrip COVID. So we need to find a smart way to do this, where we do not shut down all of civilization and turn our country into a police state, because if we burn down the entire country that way, it's like burning down a barn to get rid of the rats. We're going to lose more people from other causes than COVID. Now,
and obviously the establishment knows it, so I get you say it's humans posing as off-world, but where's the off-world nexus? Who's got the anti-impetus? Who are the bad guys?
The bad guys are a group of sociopaths and psychopaths that have seized amazing amounts of power in the post-World War II era. And what Hitler couldn't do overtly with the Third Reich, these guys are trying to do covertly with what I call the Fourth Reich.
Exactly.
And that is, it is just that simple, frankly. I didn't believe it as a young doctor when I started encountering it. By the way, I have met with a number of these people.
I was about to say, how did you get, because they tried to recruit my dad as well. What makes them try to recruit you?
Well,
I mean, maybe one out of 10 million or what, 50 million. I mean, what number do they, it's a very small number. How do they, why do they recruit somebody and not?
Well, I don't know. I believe in my case, they thought I could be a lot of trouble down the road. And ultimately, I had three people on my team assassinated, including a former director of the CIA, Bill Colby, who was CIA director for Ford and Nixon. And he was going to hand off to us one of these.
Yeah, kayak accident.
Oh, yeah, allegedly. Now, the week that happened, what you may not know, Alex, is that he was going to meet with a member of my board to hand off an operational zero-point energy device. We can get into this another time. But it basically pulls energy out of the space around us that would run your house and business or factory with no pollution, zero energy costs, et cetera. This is not an urban myth.
It like taps into the dark energy, right, or the...
Yeah, well, it's actually called the zero-point energy field,
which
is the basic energy field that all of matter and space and time is fluxing in and out of. So that is a quantified amount. In fact,
well, that's what my dad told me when I was a kid. He said, I know people in the government, we can put power plants right in the ground and pull power.
Correct. It doesn't have to be in the sun. You don't need solar panels, wind, any of it. Now, these technologies, you know, let's talk about free market. How do you have a free market if the most important discoveries in the last 100 years are being denied to the public? This is absolute totalitarian nonsense. But that's what we run up against. So when the CIA director was going to hand this off to my team, that week they found him floating down the Potomac River, made it look like a canoeing accident.
By the way, I'm not doubting you, Stephen. This makes perfect sense. What's the weird logic, though? You're left alive. He's killed because you were never actually part of the club. It's like once you sign on, then they can kill you. But if you never join them, then you have this metaphysical protection.
Yeah, I've had a couple of near-death experiences with this and I have other people on my team who have as well. All I'm saying is that...
That's what I'm saying is what protected you? What protected you?
In the knowledge of God, why I'm still alive, I will say that there are people in classified projects who want us to try to get this job done who have had our backs since 1998. So initially,
that's key. So there's not just bad guys in this whole thing.
No, there are some really, really heroic white hats. And frankly, the upper echelons of a lot of the military folks I've worked with and briefed, they are victims of this cabal of sociopaths. And can you imagine?
Exactly. There's a shoehorned cabal in between the top and the bottom.
Well, and they actually are sort of seated everywhere, but in a very compartmented way. So, you know, you will have one CIA director who may be read into these projects or briefed on them. Another one won't be. And people say, well, what's the difference? The difference is whether you're willing to go along with an absolute criminal and outrageous conspiracy or not. So if you're a good guy, they're not going to tell you. It's like I told Lord Hill Norton, a five-star admiral, Sea Lord, who is head of the Ministry of Defense in Great Britain. And I was at his home, and he said, why would they never have told me, doctor, about this? I said, because if they told you, you wouldn't have gone along with the agenda, and then you would have been a problem for them. Because they did a psychological workup on you and knew that you were a stand-up, patriotic, honest, God-fearing, good man. So if you're not someone who can be corrupted, and he wasn't, they're not going to tell you bumpkiss.
Exactly. They'll even park you in a position of power so you think you're doing good so you don't challenge them.
Well, and that's the other part of the Truman Show, as I call it, the movie that Jim Carrey was in, that we all live in. And that is, you know, people think, oh, you become the president of the United States, you have an all-access pass. Not quite. I mean, let's remember that it's not left or right here. Jimmy Carter ran on a campaign to get this information disclosed because he had seen one of these objects when he was governor of Georgia. I have his actual report form about that, signed Jimmy Carter, governor of Georgia. And when he got to the White House, got elected, the outgoing director of the CIA, George Bush Sr., told him, we're not going to tell you anything. You don't have a need to know. Go see if you can get it from the Congressional Research Service. And that actually happened to an incoming president of the United States. The same thing happened to Bill Clinton. George W. Bush, Baby Bush, was actually betrayed, unfortunately, by Cheney about this. And Cheney was on the committee dealing with this issue, but George W. Bush was never read into it properly. And
who knows then? Who's the priesthood? I mean, how do they get access to it?
The priesthood, you actually come up through the system often. Some of it is lineage and family. A lot of it is they test you out. They will give you a little bit of information and see if you will stay inside your compartment and not violate the secrecy. If you step a nanometer out, you're done. You're finished. And so it's a process. It's an iterative process of recruitment. Now, just to clarify, I have never worked for a covert program. I'm a private citizen that has run a public interest group to penetrate those programs. So we actually are the biggest whistleblower group in the world on unacknowledged special access projects. But I have actually never worked for the government or for any of these covert programs.
And again, there's not just these governmental projects. There's other private projects as well.
Well, those are where the action is. The big action is actually in the private money sector.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about who runs the show with Dr. Stephen Greer straight ahead. Stay with us.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, I've been aware of Dr. Stephen Greer for 20 plus years, listened to him many times, and he always came off as credible, but talking to him in person, you know, it just makes a lot of sense. And again, Alice Jones here back live for joining us. We're on a planet in the middle of space. We have all these dimensions above and below us, and we sit here and we let the system tell us what to believe. And boy, do they want to keep us here. But it's like staying in your front yard. There's a whole world outside of that, and we should have a discussion about that. And the people running things, they don't want us to think outside that box. So we've got a little 10-minute segment here and a 5-minute segment, and then you've got to go. We've got Paul Joseph Watson taking over. But I guess if we transcend the establishment and realize there's a bigger universe, they're not so big anymore. Is that fundamentally, why isn't the establishment truthful with us? Because if we admit there's a big, giant universe and God's got all these creations, that ends racism, it looks like. That ends all the petty crap. It seems like it makes us transcend, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, but it also empowers both the individual and each local community, because what happens when that occurs? We become at once a functional world, which is a good thing. I mean, at that end of being a global civilization, it can be good. But you have then cut the ties for the dependency on a large transcendent national security state, but also an international order where what I call the petrol.
Well, sir, let's be clear, an independent global system, not an artificial global system.
Yes, an independent one. And where, I mean, literally with the technologies that have been suppressed, that are energy and propulsion systems, every single home and farm and business would be completely self-sufficient. Well, that's not a good thing if you're at the top of the heap of the pyramid in this 0.00001% of the uber global elite.
So they're battling to stop the metamorphosis.
They're trying to maintain control. It's all about global control. And the biggest thing that we haven't talked about that's in this documentary, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, about two-thirds of the film is about the power of the human spirit and consciousness.
Let's talk about what really scares them. Get into the film.
Well, this is what I'm going to talk about now. As some people say, this doesn't sound like hard science for a doctor to be talking about. But it turns out that humans and every single human, like a hologram folded within us, has the totality of the conscious creation within us. And
so that's the seed of the universe that Gandhi talked about.
Precisely. Or the great spirit of Native Americans, or the beatific state that the early Christians spoke about in that state of enlightenment. This is a universal experience. And what's interesting is that every single conscious being, both on Earth and elsewhere, have the ability to connect to that, the greatness of the all, let's call it, the sort of the God factor. And, you know, I was raised, frankly, an atheist. But when I was 17, I died, had a near-death experience, and boy, did I find out I was wrong. And it opened up an entire understanding of who and what we are and what the human potential is. But here's the zinger. There's studies in, let's just take a moment to talk about science. There's studies in science dealing with what is called quantum mechanics, where they have found that if you cool a container of helium down to absolute zero, just before you get that, about 1% of the helium atoms become coherent and aligned, at that 1% point, the entire container transforms. So it turns out it takes 1% of humans also who are in a state of consciousness and intent and higher consciousness.
It's that enzyme point of that 100th monkey.
Yeah, and it changes the whole 99%, which means that if all of your listeners understood how powerful each individual was, but also coming together in coherence and in sort of an intent to change the current system and the current state of the world to one that's functional and enlightened, but also peaceful, and that is...
So that's what threatens the system, is that we're individuals, but we choose to become collective in our own will. That's power.
People are giving up their power to the high priests of whether it's government or priests or whoever. And we have lost touch with the power that we have within ourselves. So I think that each individual finding that, but then coming together to make a change... They've done studies at Princeton at the engineering school where a Dr. John had people putting their awareness on random number generators, which just spit out random zeros and ones on a quantum computer basis. And if the person intended to move that generator towards more zeros, it would shift.
I saw a study 10 years ago where looking through telescopes, that it affects what they're visually seeing, even with an electron scanner, what your intent is. Like looking at something at a distance changes it. What is that?
Yep. Yes, it's because the mind, whereby you and I are conscious, is actually a singularity. It's like Ernst Schrodinger, the father of modern quantum mechanics, said, the total number of minds in the cosmos and the entire universe is one. It's a singularity.
Well, it's a God machine. We're not God, but we're almost a vision of God. And it's literally true. Like, we're made in the image of God. Yeah. What we envision, the universe can't stop. It must.
Yes, we're absolutely made in the image of God. But see, that knowledge is also something they don't want to recognize. And, you know, I'm a scientist, but there's this force that happens where you have to deny anything that has to do with the true spiritual nature of not only yourself, but the world. And because of that, we get into this reductionist paradigm where everything's just in little separate pieces. And by separating, they can then dominate and control. So there's an enormous power that we have. And, you know, the whole last two-thirds of Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind is about the science of consciousness and how to transform the current situation into what this ET told Colonel Corso, a new world if you can take it. So, you know, we have been trying to emerge into an advanced civilization for decades, but it keeps getting stopped by people who want all of us to be dependent on the big state and big institutions rather than in creating a world of, I mean, this world could be a paradise.
So it's really a consciousness shift.
It's a huge consciousness shift that's happening now and it's coming. And we're right at that tipping point. You know, I told you the story about the super fluidity in helium, where you get 1% of the molecules and it shifts. Right before it shifts, everything's chaotic.
So again, that's why they want us in fear. That's why they want us hating each other and saying, don't shake hands, don't come together. It's so satanic.
Fear is the mind killer and the spirit killer. You can't have much love and generosity of heart if you're coward in fear. And that's the card they played on 9/11. It's the card they're playing now.
That's why they push the race war. All of it is to make us to separate.
Well, they want people to, and they need to have people in conflict so that they can control the people. You know, this is the demagogues and leaders, if you go all the way back through human history, have learned how to sort of divide and conquer different populations.
And that's it. And they want us to not know there's unlimited resources a second away. That's why they want to make us poor, so we're always scared of resources and worried about the other person. When, like, we hit the next level, we already see it. It's unlimited resources.
Exactly. You know, everyone wonders why this conservative Republican president named five-star general Eisenhower said on his last speech to the nation as he left office, beware the military-industrial complex. He wasn't talking about his brethren in the military right
now. No, he said a technological elite in control of it.
Correct. And that's what we're talking. See, people don't realize that Eisenhower, on his watch, lost control of the technology transfer issue around ET spacecraft. They circled the wagons and cut him out because he was wanting to do what you and I are talking about.
By the way,
about.
Come back and do five more minutes to talk about that and come back next week. We really love you, Dr. Greer, because I saw him in that 21-minute speech. I have the HD of it. They drop a book. He gets scared. He was saying something so revolutionary because they took control from him at that point. We'll come back in 2 minutes with you. And by the way, folks, I love you to death. We sell things that you need. But quite frankly, if you don't support us, we won't be here. They're after us. They want to shut down because they know we're real. You need our water filtration. You need the air filtration. It's all the best units you're going to get for the best price. We have storable foods to be prepared. We have the fish oil. We have all of it. And we have a big sale that's going to end in about 7 days, 6 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you for keeping us on this long. You know, I know there's a God in heaven. We wouldn't have been able to go through this without you, but they are definitely breathing down our necks. And we need your financial support. So InfoWarsStore.com. Get the products. Get the videos. Get the films. Get the T-shirts. All of it funds the operation. But take advantage of that sale before it ends. And then go to drstephengreer.com. You can also find his new film, Close Encounters of the Fifth Tide. We'll come back and do five more minutes with him, finishing up. And then Paul Joseph Watson from the UK is ready to take over. And then the War Room with Owen Shore. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.